For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. We're continuing our ongoing series on education in Michigan. Last week, we reported on the release of the 2018 Kids Count Data Book, a comprehensive study of the factors that contribute to the overall well-being of Michigan's children. This year, Livingston County earned the top spot among the state's 83 counties. Ingham County ranks in the middle. One of the most important aspects of a child's quality of life is education. I visited schools in both counties to see how each is teaching literacy skills to some of their youngest learners. At Challenger Elementary in Howell, a room full of kindergartners is hard at work learning about the weather.
Do rainbows?
You can do rainbows on your umbrella, you're right.
They're not quite ready for dew points and barometric pressure. For now, they're coloring vibrant paper rainbows and writing their thoughts about spring. Melissa Richards circles the room and smiles. She's in a profession that requires her to plan like an adult, but think like a child.
I think that kind of draws why teachers want to be teachers.
Richard is a literacy specialist at Challenger. These are just some of the students she assesses three times each year to check that their skills remain sharp. In the early grades, she starts them off with word sounds and syllables. Richard calls these exercises things you can do in the dark.
With kindergarten, a typical lesson at the beginning of the year might focus just on rhyme. Can they rhyme? Can they hear rhyming? Can they produce rhyming? And then going down the scope of phonological awareness.
Some of these kindergartners may have been first exposed to these skills in preschool, but it's a good bet that most were not. Though Livingston County enjoys the highest per capita income rate in Michigan, that means many social programs cost more here. And that puts them out of reach for families not living in the upper strata. Mike Hubert is the superintendent of the Livingston Educational Service Agency. He says less than half of Livingston students enter kindergarten after attending a high-quality preschool.
They're not going to grow, if they're from a position of poverty, as much and as quickly to catch up with their peers, because their peers are accelerating their learning. Our schools right now just don't give enough support to the students to fully catch up with their peers.
Urban school districts face much of the same. In Ingham County, 54% of 3- and 4-year-olds are not in preschool. That's higher than the statewide average. In Lansing, school officials are trying to blend Great Start, Head Start, and early special ed classes under one plan, a move that's designed to give kids in all three programs the highest possible level of support. The district is also poised to roll out a new core reading program, a change that Lansing Deputy Superintendent Mark Coscarella says is long overdue.
The last time Lansing could afford to purchase a core reading program was back in 2006. We know we've learned a lot more about how to teach reading. We know that the standards have changed and assessments have changed since that time. And yet our kids are still forced to work with a curriculum that's not current and modern.
That new curriculum may be a breath of fresh air for frustrated teachers struggling to stem a downhill slide. Friday afternoon at Riddle Elementary in Lansing, a stream of giddy kids pours out the door. Since 2015, Riddle has seen its third grade English language arts proficiency scores drop from 41 to 14%. Nicole Beard taught school for 17 years. Now she feels the pressure at the principal's desk.
Every administrator experiences this. They kind of hold their breath when they see that percentage before them, and they always hope, oh Lord, please don't let it drop again.
Beard doesn't shy away from the statistics, but she knows it only tells part of the story. Her kids' success in the classroom is largely shaped by their lives outside of it, and Beard has seen her share of trauma.
I can see when a child walks through the door, come on, let's talk. What's going on? There are many factors that our children may never tell us that they deal with. If we're going to be effective, if we're going to increase that percentage that we are judged by, that's the work that has to take place that people don't talk about.
The Lansing School Board is set to vote to adopt the new core reading program on May 3rd. But a more immediate concern for the district and hundreds of others is guiding their students through a key annual benchmark, the 4-week administration of the Michigan Student Test of Educational Progress, or MSTEP, begins April 30th. For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.